you know, people back in those days try to project how much of the labor force of women, if there were women doing the operating, which there have been almost since the beginning. The very beginning were boys. And they got rid of those because they claimed they had profound language. I can't believe that, but that's the apocryphal tale. But nevertheless, the operators, demand for operators, as you projected future traffic, started to eat up, you know, more of the female population than you would have, even if they were all on the telephone. So that, you know, that right away, and those studies have never been very much agreed to by sociologists.
You think it was more the giving 24-hour service that...
Well, I think in the very early days, that was, of course, you heard the other story, which I don't believe either, the prodigal story about Stroger and the fact that he was an undertaker and that he claimed that somebody at the switchboard was giving his calls to his competitor because she was the niece of the daughter of the competitor, and so he was losing the calls, and therefore he was going to get rid of the operators. And so that's the other apocryphal story. But in any case, the impact has been social all along. I mean, the switching systems were influenced greatly in the very beginning because we didn't think people could remember numbers and dial numbers accurately.
Yeah.
And they had to put letters on the dial. And people had to, you know, be able to say main and dial MAI or whatever it was, and things of that kind.
Yeah.
And then when we started getting that up, people were objecting, and you had to... In fact, we're right now trying to make changes in the dial system, the numbering plan of the United States, North America, starting in 1995, because we've used up all the area codes. And so in 1995, the first area code is going to be given out that doesn't have a 0 or 1 in the second digit. Mm-hmm. Now, all of a sudden out of the woodwork, we got a lot of people saying, now to do this, by the way, and do it easily, you have to say that you always dial a 1 or a 0 ahead of a 10-digit number to make sure that you know it's going to be an area code rather than an office code. Well, we got people coming out of the woodwork now saying, we want to have the ability to dial 1 to tell us it's a toll call, in which case, for example, here in northern New Jersey, you can dial all over the 201 area or where you are in the 908 area. You could dial all over, and a lot of those calls are toll calls.
Right.
And in previous technologies, you could dial 1. And in fact, you did have to dial 1 to get out of the local into the toll, even though it was a 7-digit number. We don't want to do that for the future because we want to reserve the 1 only for the 10-digit.
Yeah.
And yet you got political people trying to change this.
Yeah, no, I remember the discussions when New York City... had to have more than 1 area code.
Yeah, yeah. Now we got a lot of them. We got a new kind coming in too. So very soon, the overlay area code. It's going to go overlay all the boroughs for things like mobile and so forth. At any rate, the social. We get fairly close in this thing. You know, the transmission people. So you can call, you know, across the ocean instead of just calling around the corner. And you can call all over the world, you know, and the transmission people have made their technical progress and able to do that. And they do get in trouble once in a while. They start bouncing calls off of geosynchronous satellites, and the delay is too great for telephone use, you know, and things of that kind. And they try to compensate for it and don't succeed. but nevertheless, they don't get so much they haven't, for the most part. Whatever they've done, I think they've touched and they've improved things. I'm worried about some of the future, but we won't talk about that here. We're talking about the past. In the past, the transmission people have had a steady set of progress in improving the quality of telephone service. In the case of switching, you're influenced more by the public than anything. I mean, the numbering was just one item there, but but everything that the public touches involves some kind of service, and the services are rendered by the switching system. So yeah. If somebody doesn't like the way call waiting works, and you hear that on talk shows every once in a while, you got damn call waiting, and I hear the clicks, and I don't want like my people to hear the clicks on the radio or whatever. You know, it's all the switching system is doing this. Now, the newer switching systems don't do this.
Oh.
You don't hear the clicks. Switching gets influenced by a lot of, I think, a lot more public things than Israel, like the equal access. I mean, the divestiture was partly, mainly successful because you could give equal access to these other vendors of long-distance service. If you couldn't have done that, I don't know what you wouldn't have had a very successful divestiture from the standpoint of having bringing competition into the toll plant. Now, we're starting to face this now in the local. You're going to hear some arguments that are unbelievable in that area. When we start allowing you to have a choice of different vendors in your local toll.
Is that coming?
It's coming.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, is it coming. And when it comes, those people are going to demand the same thing we just started May 1st with portability of 800 numbers. You know, as of May 1st, you move 800.
Right.
Now they're going to want you to be able to move your telephone number that you pray so much and embedded in your mind when you go to another vendor for local telephone. It's not easy to do. Well, it takes a lot of doing it. In fact, it's too expensive to do it in the switch. Yeah.